Right? What attracts everyone to this course, whether they understand it or even believe in it or not, but they recognize there's something here. They open its pages, they read a line, and they may have no understanding of the line, but they feel something. That's what's attracted everyone in this room, and that's what attracted everyone who's ever considered him or herself a student of this course. Even when they leave it, or they distort it, or change it, or attack it, what they are leaving, changing, distorting, and attacking is the truth that they have allowed themselves, even for a moment, to experience. Because, and they know that that truth is not of the body. It's not of the printed page. It's not housed in a blue cover. But then the worst thing of all is when you have a glimpse of that truth and you have an experience of that love and then you run away from it and you attack it, the guilt is overwhelming. That's the self-accusation. That's what we all did as one son at the beginning when we recognized with horror what we believe we did and thought we did. The horror of being part of that perfect love and then somehow saying, this is not enough for me. I want something more. I want something different. Horrifying. And what makes it even more horrifying is the thought that says what you've done is irrevocable. Right. There's a passage in the teacher's manual that is taken from Macbeth, actually. Right. This is talking about this idea of what happens when we believe we've killed off God. Right. And then the culmination of that is the thought, kill or be killed, for here alone is choice. Right. Because now God has been made into the enemy. Beyond this choice, there is none. For what was done cannot be done without. The stain of blood can never be removed. And anyone who bears this stain on him must meet with death. Well, who bears this stain? Everyone who thinks he or she is in a body. Because what does a body mean? A body says, I'm separated. I'm here, you are there. Bodies can't join. Early in the text, Jesus says, minds are joined, bodies are not. And we're always trying to join with bodies. Why do you think people get so crazy about sex? Because they think they're joining with bodies. And the guilt is astronomical. Minds are joined. Love is in the mind. It's not in the world. It's not in the body. It can't be stolen. It can't be raped. It can't be attacked. It can't be mutilated. It can't be seduced. It just is. And when we believe we've left that love, the guilt is overwhelming. That's what it says. What was done cannot be done without. It's done. It's a done deal. It's finished. The stain of blood can never be removed. And anyone who bears a stain on him must meet with death. That's what we all walk around with, this horrifying thought. So some of you may remember the workshop I did a while ago on Othello, actually. I always take the opera first. Othello. And the reason that tragedy, because it's a great, great play with magnificent poetry, is hardly among anyone's real favorites. People will prefer other plays to Othello. But one of the reasons for that is what happens at the end of the play. For those of you who don't know it, Othello is this great military hero, this great man, greatly noble. He's married to this wonderfully pure and angelic woman, Desdemona. And for reasons that are never fully explained in the play, except anyone who has an ego could identify with it, he listens to the wrong voice. He listens to the voice of Iago, who's this... wanted to be his next in command, and Iago is consumed with jealousy, and he shares that jealousy with Othello, and convinces him that his wife has been unfaithful, which is not true, right? And Othello believes him, and believes him to such an extent that he ends up killing his wife at the end of the play. Only after he has killed her does he recognize the mistake he made, and then it's too late. Right? And he says, when you pluck the rose from the vine, the rose is dead. The rose will die. Right? That horrifying moment, which is really a horrifying moment in the play, is what everybody walks around with. That's the stain of blood that can never be erased. That's the stain of blood that the Lady Macbeth says, I can never wash off. What was done cannot be done without. That's the self-accusation. And every morning when we wake up and we recognize, oh, it's me again. I'm in this bed, I'm in this body. That haunting thought comes. Again, anyone who bears this stain on him must meet with death. The body is that stain, and we will never wash it out. That's why the most important theme of this course is that we are not bodies, we are minds. You will totally, totally misunderstand this course, misteach it, mislearn it, and misapply it if you don't recognize it has nothing to do with behavior or with the body. Love is in the mind. Peace is in the mind. Forgiveness is in the mind. It is not in the body. It can't be shared with bodies. Bodies can symbolize that sharing, which is the right-minded use of the body, but it's not the body. That's what the line means right at the beginning of the text. The only real pleasure comes from doing God's will. The ego convinces us pleasures of the body. There is no pleasure in the body. How could what doesn't exist feel? Feel pleasure or pain? How could it feel loss? Everything we identify with the body and what goes on in the world is a projection of the self-accusation. What I've done can never be undone. What was done cannot be done without. The stain of blood is on everyone's hands. And knowing we are in a body, believing we are in a body, is proof. All right, so that's what this section is about, which we'll look at in a moment. What's important is to be able to make the shift, which is what the miracle is about, which is why this book is called The Course in Miracles, to make the shift from our experience, because experience lies.